if you have absolute clarity around what you want to achieve and what you're going to give your time and attention to get there, it completely removes overwhelm and comparison. If you see someone else killing it with commissions, you know what? Great. Love that for them. But it's not your focus. You'll be over here focusing your time and your attention on the thing that you have set out to achieve. It's so incredibly freeing when you have clarity for yourself. So that's why I'm a massive advocate for planning and finding your focus.
Welcome to The Optimistic Artist. I'm Monique Story, artist, creative entrepreneur, and whiskey enthusiast. I'm deeply passionate about helping artists find their possible by bringing the clarity, strategy, and inspiration you need to turn that art hobby of yours into a thriving art business. After many sold-out collections, I've learned a thing or two about marketing art whilst also thriving as a mum and creative. Marketing tips, productivity hacks, artist mindset, finances, failure, family, we cover it all as you hear from myself and other experts in the field. Whatever creative dreams you've got hidden in your heart, I am here to tell you it is possible. So get ready, my friend. This is The Optimistic Artist.
Hot damn in a pan. That is my new saying. And friends, it has been a hot minute since we've talked. So much has happened since we've last talked, including my new saying, hot damn in a pan. Look, I saw something, it came out of my mouth, and I kind of liked it. So I'm rolling with it. Hot damn in a pan. I cannot think of a single scenario where that is not relevant. If you're wondering what's happening with the podcast, or you're one of those people who are not quite sure where you're heading or what to focus on for the next season, this episode is for you. I'm going to share with you what my plans are for the next season and how I got there, and hopefully help you out if you feel like you haven't quite got there for yourself. If you're still feeling unsure about which direction to head in for the next season, I really think this episode might help you out. And as an aside, can we just agree that to a certain extent, the months of the year really are kind of arbitrary when it comes to planning, and that we should just ignore the expectations of what needs to happen in certain months? You haven't failed if you haven't completely nailed down your focus by January 1, or if you don't get your word of the year until March, it doesn't mean that you're failing at life. In fact, if you're a mum working from home during the school holidays, then I have a feeling that you understand completely that for us, the start of the year doesn't actually really even begin until February and the kids go back to school. If you have your work and your focus and your goals for the year sorted in January, then I love that for you. But if it takes you until March to really figure out where to next, but it's the right direction, then who cares? Let's just ignore the months, except for the months that your taxes are due. That month is not arbitrary. Pay attention. Do not miss that deadline. Speaking to myself. Okay, so whether you are entering into a new season with no plan, you feel like you haven't quite narrowed it down, or you're just curious about how different people plan and find their focus, I'm going to take you through how I found my areas of focus for the year. And this is relevant regardless of where we are in the year, because new season can crop up at any time of the year. And before a new season begins, it's worth pausing and planning before you jump into that season. So here are some things to think about when planning your focus for a next season coming up. I recommend start by reflecting on the previous season, whether that season was a year, a month, or a week. And ask yourself these questions. What brought you the most? The most of what you desire, not somebody else. What brought you the most of what is important to you? Whatever that is. What brought you the most money, time, freedom, joy? What brought you the most of what you want from life? The next question to think about is, what cost you the most in your last season? And not just in money, but what cost you the most of your time, your energy, your joy? Now, because there are always elements of our art business that we just don't enjoy, like packing, shipping, taxes. You can tell my taxes are due because I keep thinking about it. We can't completely avoid a lot of those things, but we can structure and plan our next season to eliminate or lessen some of those things, so create space to do more of what we love. So for example, can you charge a little bit more for shipping so that you can outsource that and it stops sucking the joy from your life? If commissions are the absolute bane of your life, how can you plan your next season so that you do less of that? It's worth thinking about, in the previous season, what brought you the most joy and what cost you the most? Now, it's also helpful to think about, well, what were your goals for the last season? Did you achieve them or not? Now, be kind when you do this and be holistic and think about the big picture. When you're assessing whether you did or didn't achieve your goals, be kind, holistic, think about the big picture. Now, I didn't achieve one of my major goals last year. And you know what? I'm actually okay with that because I had the opportunity to tick off several things on my bucket list career-wise. So you know what? I'm taking that win. Think holistically. We're not just artists. We are friends. We are parents. We have bodies that need looking after. We have relationships that need nurturing. We have minds that need mending. So think about your last season holistically when you assess whether you did or didn't achieve your goals. Last year, I smashed some awesome health goals. I got my resting heart rate super low. I ran 30 kilometers for the first time. And I did my first ever cartwheel. So don't forget that those things that are not necessarily career related matter too. And they influence your art career and the longevity of your art career. If you smash all of your art goals, but your body's not doing well, or your relationships are falling apart, then A, it's not ideal and it's not sustainable. So when you're assessing your year or your previous season, take the wins and think big picture when you are reflecting on your goals. When it comes to the things that maybe didn't go the way that you planned, approach it with kindness and curiosity. With curiosity, ask yourself, without any judgment, what happened? Were your expectations realistic? Did you get taken off course by something else that you shouldn't have? Did you get distracted by something that wasn't planned, but actually was the right move? Were you distracted by shiny things, jumping to the next thing because you saw someone else doing it? These sorts of questions can be hard to ask yourself, but if you ask them of yourself with genuine kindness and curiosity, without any judgment, they can actually lead to some really incredible insights and make planning for your next season so much easier. If you didn't achieve one of your goals, like I did with one of mine, it can be really helpful to think specifically about where your time went. Because sometimes we have a goal, but if we look honestly and carefully about where we've spent our time, there is a mismatch. If your goal was to get more commissions, how much of your actual time did you spend finding commission leads? What percentage of your social media content was spent highlighting commissions and offering commission spots? How many of your emails that you sent to your list told stories about commissions and offered commission spots? And remember, no judgment. Just observations and curiosity. When you create space for curiosity and you ask why, you often find your solution. Like, oh, I didn't actually spend any time talking about commissions. That's why I didn't achieve that goal. There's actually nothing wrong with me. I just didn't invest time into it. And so if you can figure out where you spent your time, then that will help you find your focus and plan for the next season. So, okay, my focus for next year is my communication around my commissions. You see, sometimes we can shy away from looking at the so-called negatives or the failures of our past season because we get the sense that we're supposed to be buckets of gratitude and positivity. But positivity doesn't mean we never look at the negative side of life. Positivity means we can look at our failures and our flaws with a perspective of curiosity and possibility. I want to give you an example from my own career. So for last year, I had some art goals, but a big focus for me was supposed to be the podcast and more specifically, working on a more comprehensive resource that I could offer artists in the way of support. I get lots of requests for coaching, but teaching in more of a course situation is more aligned with my skill set and means that I can help a lot more artists at once. So that was one of my plans. But then I was bombarded with a whole lot of opportunities in my art career that I just could not say no to. Well, I could say no to, but I didn't want to. I knew deep down that saying no to these opportunities would be the wrong thing to do. I was offered a solo show at a gallery that had been on my bucket list, about four or five other shows, an amazing brand collaboration with two brands I loved working with. My plan wasn't to sell a huge amount of art. My plan was to focus on the resource, but I genuinely believe that I did the right thing in pursuing the opportunities that came up in the time. I actually ended up selling a huge amount of art last year, the most art ever at the best prices ever. It was completely unexpected, not part of the plan, but definitely the right thing to do. Because I never want to end up in a position where I'm teaching artists without actually walking the talk and being an artist. So even though I didn't achieve my goal of completing that comprehensive resource for artists, everything that I learned and what I did achieve will set me up to make an even better, more relevant resource backed with a ton more experiences. So even though I didn't achieve one of my major goals, I looked at that year from a big picture lens and I realized that it was an incredibly successful year. Now, in saying that, in hindsight, I probably could have said no to some of the smaller shows and opportunities, which would have given me more time to invest in that initial goal. And you know what? I don't beat myself up about it. I get curious. Oh, okay. I didn't have enough dedicated time to learning and creating that resource that I wanted to. Okay, makes sense that I didn't achieve that goal then. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just not where I invested my time. So how can I structure this next season differently? Okay, so quick recap so far. When thinking about planning for your next season, ask, what bought you the most of what's important to you? And what took the most from you? What didn't you quite achieve and why? Remember, being negative and beating yourself up is not productive. Just be curious. What didn't you quite manage? Why? And how can this help you plan for the next season? So speaking of planning, let's move on to how to plan and find that focus for your next season. And I know there are some of you that want to cry literal sad artist tears when it comes to planning. And look, I get it. But here's why at least identifying a focus or your desires for the next season is actually really important. There are actually so many, but the main reason is that it hugely helps eliminate overwhelm throughout the next year or the next season. Because here's the thing, there are so many ways to grow your art business. Prints, shows, art fairs, stationery, art licensing, brand collabs, galleries, the list goes on. There are so many different pathways that you can take. And if you haven't taken the time to identify for yourself what you want and how you're going to get there, it is very easy to get distracted by what others are doing. You might see someone absolutely killing it in art fair. So then you do an art fair. Then you see someone else doing art prizes. So then you spend 1,000 hours applying for different art prizes. Then you see a course for how to sell prints. So then you're researching printers. And before you know it, you've started 1,000 things, but you haven't really honed in on and successfully implemented anything. Because the thing is, it actually takes a decent amount of time to really focus and implement something well. So if you don't have clarity around your focus, it's really easy to just constantly jump ship, but they never actually give anything enough time to see it through and to see it actually be really successful. If you have absolute clarity around what you want to achieve and what you're going to give your time and attention to get there, it completely removes overwhelm and comparison. If you see someone else killing it with commissions, you know what? Great. Love that for them. But it's not your focus. You'll be over here focusing your time and your attention on the thing that you have set out to achieve for this next season. It's so incredibly freeing when you have clarity for yourself. So that's why I'm a massive advocate for planning and finding your focus. And that can look really different for different people. It might be some really specific goals for you, or it might just be a broad focus of making connections with galleries. But whatever it is, make sure that it's actually something that's in line with what you want more of in your life. Decide how you're going to do it and stay focused on that. One of the biggest complaints that I get from artists is that they feel a huge amount of overwhelm and that they struggle with comparison. So spending time reflecting on your year, thinking about what you want to bring into your life and what you want your art career to look like will help you to have that clarity and just completely get rid of that overwhelm. Okay, so let's do some quick fire tips for finding your focus for the next season. Number one, begin with what you want more of and with what you want less of. Choose 3 things you can do that's going to help you get there. And it doesn't actually have to be 3 things. It can just be 1 or 2 things. The fewer things, the better, because things always creep up. And the narrower your focus is, especially because a lot of us are painting at home with kids. We've got tiny humans running around. So the narrower your focus is, the more likely you are to actually achieve that. So decide what's 1 or 2 things that you can do to help you achieve the goal that you have. Then decide and block out when you're going to give these things your time. Because it's easy to say that you want to focus on getting more commissions. And it's easy to say that, well, you're going to do that by focusing your communications around commission. But unless you actually block out time to do that, it's going to be really tricky for you to achieve that goal. So decide when you're going to give these things a time and then make a commitment to stick to this by planning out your week and your day. So I want to give you a quick example. I, this year, want to create resources that help more artists. And there are 3 things that I've decided is going to help me get there. Number one, create opportunities for low marketing sales so that all my time isn't taken up with marketing and photographing and making new websites and making catalogs. There's nothing wrong with those things. In fact, last year, that was ideal for me. But this year, my focus is looking different because my goals and what I need this year looks different. So for me, it's going to look like focusing my emails, my social posts, my collector engagement, all on filling commission spots. Because commission spots still bring in the money that I want, but it doesn't require as much marketing on my part. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to dedicate time, physical time in my calendar. I've written it down every Monday, every Friday. It's dedicated time to me upskilling to learn how to make the best possible resource. So for this, I spend a decent amount of money on a resource mentor situation and I've blocked out when I'm going to do it. Now here's the 3rd thing, the really hard thing that I'm going to do to help me achieve my goal of creating a resource for you guys. And it was a really hard one, but I'm going to need to hit pause on podcast episodes. Because podcast post-production is hugely time consuming. It takes an insane amount of work to make a podcast. The planning, the editing, the emails, the show notes. There is a huge amount of post-production involved in making a podcast. And even though I absolutely love it, I know that I need to hit pause on the podcast episodes in order to create that really big helpful resource for you guys. And I know I'm going to get back to the podcast later. So I'm actually going to keep recording episodes over the next 6 months to get a bit of a back catalog, but I won't be releasing new episodes for the next 6 months to enable me to really give myself the chance to create something really comprehensive and helpful for you. And this was such a hard decision because I get so many emails and messages from complete strangers who've discovered the podcast thanking me for how helpful it's been. And if that's been you, if you've been one of those people that have emailed me, I just want to say thank you so much because you don't know me from a bar of soap. And to take your time to find me on Instagram or to find my email address and then actually write to me and tell me how much a podcast episode has helped you, that's a really big deal to me. And I really, really appreciate it. And over the last year, it got really tough being consistent with a podcast. And there were some months and some weeks where it was really, really hard. But those messages that you sent me helped me to just stick at it and keep going and not give up. So if that was you, thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it. And it's because of you and it's because of those artists that have reached out and that's been really genuinely helped by my resources. That's almost helped me to realize, you know what, hitting pause on the podcast is the best idea because it gives me time to create something that will go beyond the podcast, something that will be even more helpful than an episode, something that will involve templates and mentoring and something really comprehensive. So really, really tricky decision to make, but I know it's the right one. I want to help you in even better ways. I want to create something that goes a step further. And to do that, I know I need to hit pause. So this will be my last episode for a little while. But I will still be serving artists. That will still be one of my focuses for this year. It will just look a little bit different. It will look like more focused and helpful content on my social media, on my Instagram. And it will look like more helpful tips coming through to my email list. So if you found any of my episodes or my resources helpful at all and you want to stay in the loop with when the podcast will be back, new resources that will be coming out, please make sure that we are connected. Use the show notes, go onto my Instagram, make sure you're following me there, and please make sure you are on my artist email list. I will be serving up the best of what I have to offer to my email list. So use the show notes, connect with me on Instagram, come and say hi, jump on my email artist list, and I look forward to keeping on connecting with you. The absolute beauty of being an artist is that we get to be in charge of what our life looks like. We get to be in charge of what we give our time to, who we help, and the legacy that we leave. And it's fluid. It can change. When I started the podcast, I did not imagine that I'd need to hit pause. But we have the absolute privilege of pivoting, pausing, stopping, starting, and navigating our careers and our life with flexibility. If your art career hasn't quite turned out exactly how you'd hoped, I'm just letting you know that that's very normal. We figure this thing out as we go. The important thing is that we just keep moving and not stand still. I posted something on Instagram this week that really resonated with a lot of people. We have three options in life. Give up, give in, or give it everything we've got. And I am here to help you give it everything you've got. So please use the show notes to jump onto my Instagram or search Monique Story on Instagram and jump onto my email list because I want to keep connecting with you. I am going to give it everything I've got to help you give it everything that you've got. So until next time, go and find your possible, and I'll be right back
after I have found mine.
The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to MoniqueStory.com. That's story with an E-Y. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Until next time, go and find your possible.